Okay, we continue with Mitzvah Lamed Daled. Shelo laharog naki. We are continuing the Saras Adibras, not to kill an innocent person. Says the Chinuch, shelo laharog nefesh. Not to kill. Shneamar lo sirtzach. We do not kill. That is, what does it mean? Not, the title, not to kill an innocent person, that means when Beis Din is putting somebody to death because they're chayiv misa, that's obviously not included in the Yisr. That's why it's called shelo laharog naki, but that's, we know the Yisr is shelo laharog nefesh, as the Pasuk says, lo sirtzach. We will start with a Vilna Gaon. In this part, that we know there are two ways of pronouncing the Aseres Adibros and laning the Aseres Adibros. We know there is Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton. Tam Elyon reads the Dibros as separate psukim. Lo sirtzach, lo sinaf. While Tam Tachton, which is not really done in Chutz La'aretz, but it's done in Eretz Yisrael on Yisro V'eschanan, lo sirtzach, lo sinaf, it's read like psukim, the regular psukim that, like they are. It's not that every dibur is read as a separate pasuk, as I meant before. What's the difference? So, there's a lot of symbolism in the different ways of reading the Aseres Adibros, but the Gra points out, in only the Gra way, as the Gra can do, that when we read it as each dibur separately, we read it as lo sirtzach with a kametz, because words that have a pasach at the end of a word turn into a kametz, like Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim, Eretz and Aretz. So we read it as lo sirtzach with a kametz, while if we read it as psukim, it's lo sirtzach with a patach, open. What's the symbolism? So we would say nothing. Says the Gra, it's quoted in the Pnini Mishulchan HaGra, there is a symbolism, because the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yates, if somebody could paskin and he doesn't paskin, he's chayiv misa. If somebody shouldn't be paskining and he paskins, he's chayiv misa. And what do you learn it out from? Ki rabim chalolim hipila va'atsumim kol harugeha. You learn it out from a pasuk that portrays somebody who doesn't act in the proper way, if he's in a position of power of paskining, as if they killed. As if they killed, says the Gra. Pasach means to open, and kametz means to close. Lo sirtzach, there's a type of murder when you open your mouth when we're not supposed to. Lo sirtzach, there's a type of murder when you close your mouth when you're supposed to have it open. That lo sirtzach, lo sinaf, is an allusion to that Gemara and Avodah Zarah on Daf Yates. Unbelievable, as only the Gra could say. Okay, let's get back to the regular definition of lo sirtzach, and that is the isser of murder. Says the chinuch, shorash mitzvah zu yadua, the shorash of this mitzvah is obvious, yadua v'nigla l'chol roei ha-shemesh, it's known and obvious to anyone who sees the sun, any human being, ki ha-shem yisbarach, bana ha-ola v'tzivanu lifros v'lerbos k'dei liyash v'lefanav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order to populate the world. Puravu, as we learned in the first mitzvah. Umananu shalonach reveu biyadeinu. And therefore we cannot destroy the world. This is really a destruction of the world. Laharog ula abeda brios, to kill and to cause loss of life. Shehein miyaha miyashvos ha'olam, that are populating the world. The Rambam is a very important lashon. The Rambam in Hilchas Rotzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh, Perek Dalet, Halchates. The Rambam points out that there are certain uniquenesses that we do to people who committed murder. One of them being, the Mishnah describes in Sanhedrin, let's say we know somebody committed murder, but for some reason we can't put him to death. And there was only one aid, and there was something that got messed up. But we're pretty sure that he committed a murder. So there are halachas about locking him up in the form of jail. You put him in a kippah, you give him certain types of food, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of the rest, exactly what that food does to his stomach. But the Rambam says, why do we do this to only somebody who is shofech damim? Says the Rambam, afa pi sheyesh avonos chamura mishfichas damim, even though there are more serious crimes than murder, ein bohem ashchasas yeshuvo shalom kishfichas damim. There is nothing that destroys society more than murder. Afilu avodah zarah, the Ein Sarach Lomar Arayos Ochil Shabbos Eina Kishvichas Damim. The other big two out of the big three doesn't destroy society as much as murder does. She'elu Ha'avonos Hei Me'averos Shebein Adam La'Makom Al Shvichas Damim Me'averos Shebein Adam La'Chavero. And therefore, Kol Mishish Biyado Avon Zeh Harei Zeh Rasha Gamur. He's a totally wicked person. The Ein Kol HaMitzvah She'asa Kol Yamav Shkulin Keneged Avon Zeh. all the mitzvahs of his entire life does not balance out this aveira of murder. V'lo yatzilu min adin, and won't help him out when he is standing judgment. That's in Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, Dalet Tes, that there's nothing like murder. The Maariv Chayis suggests that this Rambam, where does the Rambam get this from? Maybe it's the basis for a Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Zayin. The Maariv Chayis right there. The Gemara says that Aaron HaKohen, what did he do by the Chet HaEgel? He saw his nephew Chur get up and try. The Chur tried to stop the Jews from committing the crime of the Egel. He got up and said, don't do this. And what did they do to Chur? They killed him. They killed Chur, the son of Miriam. They killed him. So Aaron was scared. You learn that out from the words Vayiven Mizbeach Lefanav, Vayaven Mizavuach Lefanav. He understood from the one who was killed in front of him, Aaron says, you know what, I better not stand up. It's better for me to help them, I'll rather do Avodah Zarah than have them kill me. Says the Gemara, E lo shamana lehu, hashta abdulikid abdu b'chur. So, Ayvei, they're going to do to me what they did to Chur. Mutav de le'evdu le'egel. Efshar havilu dakata b'tshuva. Better that I help them do the egel rather than they, because that'll have a chance to tshuva rather than kill me. Says the Maariv Chayis. How did Aaron do this cheshbon? Why did he think that murder was worse than Avodah Zarah? Says the Maariv Chayis. It's our Rambam. That's where the Rambam gets it from. Because that Avera destroys society more than any other Avera, and therefore Aaron said better Avodah Zarah than murder. It's the lesser of two evils. Okay, continues the Gemara. V'ulam, harisham agaburgo minim v'amashidim einim yashvi olam. Says the Chinuch, in the olden days, the Chazanish says we don't have these statuses, bizman hazeh. But in the earlier days where we had real heretics, real totally wicked people that were undermining and destroying the Jewish people, so then there's a halacha when they're chayav misa, the halacha of putting them into a pit, Gemara is a Mesechas Chulin, which we're not going to go into now. So those are the exceptions to the rule. But generally, the rule is, lo sirtzach applies to anyone. Midini ha-mitzvah continues the chinuch, mash amru zechron levracha, the halacha of the mitzvah is, ha-horeg ha-sabari, o ha-sachola natu lamus. Murder applies to anyone. It applies to a healthy person. It applies to a sick person. It applies even if somebody's going to die in 5 minutes and I kill them earlier. That is a violation of Lotzirtzach. Even if somebody's about to die and he has a heavenly inflicted illness, Neharagalav, if I kill him earlier before he dies, I am Chayav Misa. V'din ha-mishpat ha-rotzeach ketzad, v'yeser pratam, v'vorem perektes Sanhedrin. Look in Sanhedrin to learn other halachas of murder. One of the big issues related, the Chinuch does not quote it here, interestingly, it is a Gemara and a Tosfos in Maseches Sota. The Gemara in Maseches Sota says, better that a person should throw themselves into the fiery furnace rather than embarrass their friend in public. Why? Because Malba Pnei Chaveiro Barabim is an example and like Shvichas Damim. Why? Because the blood goes out of his face. I'm murdering him. Ask Tosfos an unbelievable kasha. I told this to my son this morning, and he says, I don't believe Tosfos asks it. What's the kasha? Tosfos says, if hal b'pnei chaveiro barabim is like murder, why isn't it one of the big three? If somebody comes to me and says, embarrass Reuven or I'm going to kill you, I should have to give my life. Ask Tosfos, right there. It's beforeish. Tosfos, sota yudim abeis. Why isn't it one of the big three? Answers Tosfos. Tosfos does not answer that it's not one of the big three. Tosfos says it's not on the list because it's not explicit in the Torah. Meaning, it is one of the big three, says Tosfos. And it's just not on the list because it's not explicit in the Torah. Unbelievable Tosfos. The Meiri there argues. The Meiri says, don't take this so literally. Don't worry about it. It's Ki'ilu Shavach Damim. But the Tosfos, at least one day there, takes it literally. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva as well. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shar Gimel, Os Kuf Lamites, Vehine, Avak Ritzicha, Habanas Panim. Avak Ritzicha is whitening a person's face. Kipanav Yechavaru Vinas Mara Ha'odem. The blood leaves his face. It's like murdering him. You're removing his blood, v'dom el ritzicha. And then, v'kiyamar abuseinu zechronu levracha, v'ashedis kitzar abana marmi maves. It's even worse than death, because you feel, right, that's what the Gemara says, that he quotes it from Sota, yapal asmol tel kifshon ha'esh. Rabbeinu Yonah takes it pretty seriously. If you look in the Medrash Shmuel is the Shita B'kubetzes on Pirkei Avos, the Medrash Shmuel there says, one second, when you embarrass somebody, it's like you're killing him because his blood leaves, doesn't somebody become red, not white, when you embarrass them? So what do you mean the blood leaves his face? Says the Pirat Medrash Shmuel, there are two levels. What happens? Yadua sham is bayish panav ma'adimos chila. First you become red because you're embarrassed. The achar kach mislab nosrime rova busha parcha nishmaso ki ilu ratzda lasis bitocha guf. How many times do we hear the phrase, I would rather have died than been embarrassed in that situation in front of everybody? It's exactly what a person feels, because first they become red and then they become pale. Because it's a form of death, it's a form of killing them, says the Medrash Shmuel. V'lachein yatza kol adam shebeso gufo neged panav. V'alkein, first it becomes red, and then their neshama leaves a little bit, and in that way, it becomes white. So many, many sources take this very seriously. It's even a fascinating discussion. What about in other areas of halacha of pikuach nefesh? What about halpanas b'nei chadir barabim? So for example, the Chacham Shlomo, Shlomo Kluger, in the end, the last siman in Shulchan Aruch, Tav Chav Zayin. The last mitzvah dealt with in all of Shulchan Aruch, Oshim Mishpat, is the Aveira of Losamon Adam Reacha. Not standing idly by if my friend is in danger. If I'm a lifeguard and I see somebody drowning and I know how to save them, so then I have a chiyuv to save them. And if not, I violate this Aveira. What if I'm not a swimmer? If I don't know how to swim, I don't have a chiyuv. I don't have to put myself into mortal danger. To vaday danger to save him, says the Chacham Shlomo. So if you see him drowning, you have to go save him. What about if you would be totally embarrassed? If you would be mizbayish lagamre in saving a person, says the Chacham Shlomo. Other achronim argue on this. Says the Chacham Shlomo, you don't have to save him. Just like you don't have to kill yourself to save somebody, you don't have to embarrass yourself to save somebody. Because embarrassing yourself is as if you're killing yourself. Continues, and he learns it out. One example. We don't really paskin that way. The other achronim wonder where the Chacham Shlomo gets this from. But that's one place. Where do you see this come up? By saving somebody. Another one. Lahoris Nasan. Rav Nasan Gestetner has a tshuva. We know that a Kohen, Rachman al-Islan, commits murder is not allowed to duchen. Not allowed to duchen if a Kohen commits murder. It's a big shaila. 2 days on the Shulchan Aruch, what if he does tshuva? What if he does tshuva? Big shaila. What if a Kohen is driving a car, and he was reckless, and he killed somebody in a car accident? Is he allowed to duchen? Major shaila in the poskim. And there's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. What if he does tshuva? So what about this case? If a Kohen, laharas nathan, chela chesim in beis, embarrasses somebody in public, is he allowed to duchen? It's amazing the question is asked, because it's as if he's killing him. It's as if he's killing him. He ends up being makel. But he says, you gotta ask, even the Shiloh was asked, Ladina, even though it's an Isser Chomer Ma'od, I'm gonna be Makel in this case. So ask for Horus Nasan, a second case, a third one. Shlomo Zalman talks about, are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save somebody from being embarrassed? Again, you could be Mechal Shabbos in order to save somebody from being killed. Are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? Or Shlomo Zalman says, yes, of course you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. He said, but he dealt with the question. The fact that these questions had to be dealt with reflects the Chumras HaAveira in all of these cases. Anybody wants more on the Isser of Halbanas Pnei Chaveiro? You can look under by Daniel Feldman Sefer, The Right and the Good, in the first chapter in the Sefer. Okay, let's continue. The Nohekes B'chol Makom of the Cholzman, B'zachar of the Kavis, the Chinuch continues, this mitzvah applies always, all times, all people, males and females. Va'over alev ratzach, if somebody violated and killed, b'mezid, v'yeshid, and v'hishahisrubo, harganoso b'sayif. You kill him, person is chayav misa with sayif if he kills on purpose. Obviously, if somebody kills by accident, that's a totally different mitzvah. Parshas Maaseh, that's the concept of Ari Miklat, and is it a mitzvah to go in Ari Miklat? Is it an obligation? So that, Bez Hashem, we'll get to later in our discussions. There is an interesting Ksava HaKabbalah that has ramifications for this case. The Ksava HaKabbalah is in Parshas Noach, where Mecklenburg writes that in Parshas Noach we have the Pasuk, Miyad, we mentioned this in a Parshas year, Miyad HaAdam, Miyad Ish Achiv, Edroshes Nefesh HaAdam. It's a pasuk also about murder, but it uses a double phrase. Miyad, Hashem is going to pay back a person and punish a person. Miyad ha'adam, miyad ish achiv. From a person and from a brother. What's the issue? Says the Ksava Kabbalah. There are two reasons a person will kill another person. Most of the time, I'll kill somebody because I hate them. and I want lera'atam. I want to kill them. That's most murders. Once in a while, we have a different kind of murder, what we call mercy killing. Well, we say, you know what? He's in a lot of pain, so I'm going to put them out of the misery. The Dr. Kevorkians, the giving, poisoning somebody because I love them, because they're in too much pain. You know what the Torah says? They're both murder. Miyad ha'adam, miyad ish achiv, even if I'm, because I'm his brother, and I love him, still edro shesh nefes ha'adam. The Ksava Kabbalah, almost 200 years ago, telling us something that is chai v'kayam in our day and age. Judaism also views that as murder. It doesn't know, doesn't matter what one's kavanis are. Okay, a couple of important discussions that we have to have related to the Minchas Chinuch discussion. In Os Beis, the Minchas Chinuch talks about at what stage is it usur for me to kill a child? What happens, says the, at the end of Os Beis, Vim Yatzar Rosho, Harei Zeke Yolad. The second that a baby comes out, he is considered born, and if I kill him, it is Ritzicha. What happens if the baby is not out yet? What about an abortion? What iser is the level of abortion, says the Minchas Chinuch. Avalim haragu bar b'me'ayimo patur. It is not an iser da'oraisa, says the Minchas Chinuch. V'im neraga imo dehi ma'isa b'reisha. If the mother dies in childbirth, then it might be an iser da'oraisa, because then the baby might be considered an independent unit. But while the mother, a regular case of an abortion, says the Minchas Chinuch, it is not an iser da'oraisa. This is not agreed upon by all. There is a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchis, where's my Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchis Rotseach has an important lashon which is much discussed. It's very unclear what the Rambam believes, but there are many, many sources. We don't have time to have a shiur on abortion now, but there are many sources that a baby, an embryo, a fetus, doesn't have the status of a full life, but has the status of a semi-life, a quasi-life. Judaism does not believe, like the Christians, that life starts at fertilization. It does not believe in that. Meaning, if the mother's life is in danger, we do an abortion. Because then it's a mitzvah to do an abortion to save the life of the mother. The mother's life takes precedence because that's a full life. But there are many sources that tell us that there's something there. There's something there before the mother dies. I'm not going to read, but there are Rambams and others, but we hold that abortion is usur. Rav Moshe holds abortion is lo sirtzach. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Choshe Mishpat Chelik Beis, Simin Sama, I don't know the beginning of the Shuvah here, says that abortion is doraisa, lo sirtzach, there's just no chiyuv misa on it. Aval ani is daiti, ein ze inyan abizrayu ela ritzicha. Ach shelo chiva alav misa. You're not chayav misa on it, but it is ritzicha. He says, what? You're going to tell me that, oh, your blood is redder than his blood, so you're allowed to do it? He says, that's not going to get out of lo sirtzach. So Rav Moshe and many other posts can talk about this. We hold abortion is, according to Rav Moshe and others, is an iser d'oraisa. According to others, it is for sure at least an iser d'rabbanan. If there is a specific need, if there is a need in halacha, for example, like I just mentioned, the mother's life is in danger, then for sure we do an abortion. There is a very difficult tshuva. It's a fascinating tshuva, but it's difficult. All poskim reject this tshuva. But one could see the pain and anguish in the tshuva. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a tshuva where a woman who was pregnant from a she was a married woman and she was an Eish Zisha Zinsa. She was pregnated because she was mezana, and then she wants to do tshuva, and she goes to Rav Yaakov Emden and says, "I'm going to have a mamzer staring at me in the face all my life." She wanted an abortion. Is she allowed to get an abortion? So you know what we would say? We would say, Pashtus, you can't have an abortion. Rachmana litzlan. It's a terrible situation. Rav Yaakov Emden matured in that case. You can look at his reasons. It's in Simen Mem Gimel in the Shelas Yavetz. All other poskim, do not assume that this is the case, unless the mother's life is in danger. If we see the mother is just going to go crazy and kill herself or do something other rash, if the poskim assumes that, but that is the only time one would be matir generally if the mother's life is in danger. It's a famous shita of the Tzitz Eliezer of Waldenberg, one of the great Gedolei HaPoskim, matirs if a woman, Rachmana Litzlan, knows that she has a fetus that has the Tay-Sachs illness, which is a terrible disease that after a couple of years is a degenerative disease, the baby is not going to live a long time. Also in that case, the Tzitz Eliezer allowed an abortion even in the seventh month, because for the sake of the mother. It's a famous story, I've mentioned it many times in the past, a woman once came to Rav Shlomo Zalman and asked for she wanted a heter in this type of case, a Tasex case, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I can't give you an answer. You have to go ask the Tzitz Eliezer. So there's a lot of messages about that story. Rav Shlomo Zalman himself knew that he couldn't give a heter. He held a sirtzach, he held, I can't give you a heter. But he knew that there was another posek ador that understood the psugya differently. You could go to the Tzitz Eliezer. And he was machshav him, and he said, because he knew this is what the woman needed, and he knew, elu ve'elu zivri l'kim chayim. But again, that is a huge sugya, the sugya of abortion. Another important sugya that comes up in Lo Sirtzach is discussed in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Ches, Dibra Masla Vihine, and that is the issue of suicide. The Minchas Chinuch holds that suicide is not, again, second, it's not included in Lo Sirtzach. That's again against other poskim. It's not a violation of Lo Sirtzach. Other nafkaminas he brings, but that is also an important issue. I think we mentioned it in a daf shir a couple of months ago. There were four suicides in Tanakh. Four people committed suicide in Tanakh. Shimshon, Shaul HaMelech, at least according to one version, Achitofel and Zimri. Look those four up. Those four suicides parallel the Dalan Mises Bezdin. One did Skila, one did Srefa, one did Herak, one did Chenek. Those are the four suicides in Tanakh. There's the beautiful discussion in the Encyclopedia Rifuit all about suicide. When is it? When do we assume it was a Vade suicide? There are halachas about suicide in terms of where does one be? Where is somebody commits suicide buried? And where do we? Is there Avelus? L'chor, there's no Avelus. Most cases we could assume that person who committed suicide was sick, and therefore they weren't acting rationally, and many of the halachas that apply to somebody committed suicide would not apply halacha l'maisa. But according to certain midrashim, there's a midrash that says, lo tirtzach, lo tisratzeach. Do not kill yourself. Suicide is included. Either way, this is easier to talk about. There are many svaras given by the Rishonim why suicide is usur. A person is not in charge of their own bodies. It's on loan from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person commits suicide, they are denying their tzelem elokim. There are many various reasons and stories in the Gemara. Is one allowed to stories of the Gemara, we're not going to go through them now, here in the Encyclopedia Rifuit, under suicide, Ma'abir Asmal Adas, he brings many of the examples of suicide in the Talmud, but according to some, it would be included in the Isser of Lo Sirtzach. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Everybody should have a Freilich and Chanukah. Chanukah Sameach, B'ezras Hashem, will continue on Sunday with Lo Sinaf.
Oh, you got it.